It's truly a good day. Truly a good day to be clean. And especially in a room with narcotics and now. I was really nervous. He was saying I can't use my phone, but my phone, I had my literature on there, so that's why I was using it. But that's okay too.
Wow.
When I was asked to do this topic, right, it was an honor to be asked to do anything, you know, because I came to Narcotics Anonymous because I had a drug problem. And, but I was still, I still had problems, so even after I got clean. So someone said, you need to get involved. And I said, how you do that? They say, you do what we do and go where we go. And that's what I did. But I didn't know much about the symbol. This is my experience, and I'm going to share that. I used to get real excited getting the key tags. You know, the key tags represented something. It was accomplishment. You know, I got 30 days, and I'm feeling good, you know. And, you know, sometimes I'd be on the edge of my seat just waiting to pick up that key tag, you know. And it was exciting, you know. It was miraculous, you know. And then come the medallion. And I always thought the medallion was like a milestone because you did the 90 days and the 6 months and the 9 months and boom, you're getting a medallion, right? And the medallion, you know, had your the total number of years clean. And that was some exciting stuff, you know. But what I failed to realize is that until I got involved in service, just like our literature talked about, right? And see, all this is coming full circle because, you know, I was all up in my head when I don't know about no NA symbol. I know that it's trademarked, you can't copyright it and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I never knew what it meant until now. I mean, at this very moment. You know what I'm saying? Some dude, right? I did read it up a little bit, right? Some dude, you know, one of our founding fathers had, he was sick with TB, and he designed, he really probably copied it from AA, but, you know, it helped him for some reason for the therapy piece. He was, you know, and the four sides, you know, represented his part of his therapy. And I said, wow, he probably designed it because, you know, he probably the only one that had all this clean time, right? And he needed, you know, his sponsees to do something, right? You know, that was all my thinking. But after I was reading about it, right, and it was like, okay, real simple, service. He designed it for service. You know what I'm saying? Because the steps, you know, one thing when I got here, you know, it's like I'm sick and tired of being, you know, doing the things I do and, you know, start doing step work and, you know, some things being revealed and all that other stuff. But they say you need to do something else. The step work, all that is fine. You know, that's fine. You know, living with you and you can be able to understand why you do the things that you do. But now it's time for you to get back, right? So, with 18 months, I went down to service center and got an H&I commitment. Let me read something. It says, and being in Living Clean chapter, being a servant, it talks about it's not a position on a committee. Right? It's not a position on a committee. It says, it is a posture in the heart. It's a way of life we can practice in all our affairs. It can be as simple as holding a door open or as complicated as helping a loved one in the last stage of life. Our relationship to service and the way we express it changes as our humility deepens. The desire to serve is a manifestation of freedom from self. Anonymity is a key principle in selfless service. When we learn to give selfishly and service to those who suffer and to a power greater than ourselves, we find happiness, prosperity, and dignity. So the symbol represents self, society, service, and God. And it all points up to the point of freedom, because the border your base, right? And that means, to me, what that means, you get involved. You go to meetings, you support other groups that's suffering, or you know, can't even get on the books. You know what I'm saying? You say yes to a service commitment. And the thing about it, what we, let me stop talking. We, okay, I ain't talking about us as a whole, but a lot of times we just want to put a body in a position, right? We don't show the newest member how this thing works. So anyway, I'm down at the service center. I'm from Baltimore, by the way, and I like to thank my family for supporting me. And I got involved with H&I because that's where I heard the message of recovery for the very first time. In a 7-day detox, and a man and a woman brought the meeting in, right? I can't tell you what was said, but one thing I know, they would say, keep coming back. And when I got out, when it was time for me to be discharged, the person that brought the meeting in had picked me up. He called on the phone. I'm like, who calling me? Who know I'm here? But see, I forgot that I gave the phone number to the payphone booth, because you know, always had one in a treatment center, right, where everybody used, right? So he called and he said, who picking you up? And I ain't have a clue. I didn't have a plan of what I was going to do. I was scared, but I ain't have a plan. So he said, I'm going to pick you up. And he picked me up and took me to a meeting. And that's how my process started. But going down to the service center and getting an H&I commitment was something like, wow, you know? I mean, because I've been here before. You know, I mean, I was a chronic relapser. I've been here before. So I knew what service work meant, but didn't really know what it meant. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we, you know, you got to rotate. You can't have the same person, you know, because you get burnt out and all that stuff. So the rotation has to take place. But I learned my service, my selfless service from my home group. I don't know about you, but I love my home group. We meet on Sundays at 10 o'clock. The liturgist, the program group, is a 2-hour meeting. Our format is nothing but NA approved literature. The first Sunday is a step. The second is a tradition. The third Sunday is any IP pamphlet, topic, in the basic text. If it's a fourth, of course, it's a fourth Sunday, we do the flat book, whatever month we in, that's the step we on. And if there's a fifth Sunday, it's service and commitment. And that's where I got my foundation from, you know. So anyway, I got the H&I commitment, you know, and at one point we had, a couple of years ago, we had like 24 facilities. We're down to 11. I'm currently serving the Baltimore, I am the chair of the Baltimore H&I currently now, and we down to 11 facilities. And we show up, you know, we get the word out. We announce it in meetings. We have flyers. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not so much just getting a position, because here's the hit to it, right? I'm doing all this service work, covering my ass off. You know, go home, don't know how to relate to the children. Come on. Right? And little did I know that the service work was setting me up, was putting me in position. Because see, in Who's an Addict talks about the higher mental, emotional function, such as conscious and ability to love, was sharply affected by our drug use. So therefore, I ain't know I love my children. I ain't know how to show compassion, but I can come in here and love the hell out of you. See, and I could not, you know, it was like, now, you know, when my son come in, even though he's a potential addict, I still got to show compassion. Just like we do it when, see, look, somebody said, Carolyn, leave them people alone. Talking about my family. Leave them people alone. He said, our message is that we help the still suffering addict when they come through the door seeking help. Some people ain't seeking no help from you. They ain't coming up to you to say they got a drug problem. You know, until that day comes, you gotta make recovery attractive. How you do that? I don't know what that looks like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that looked like, but y'all told me I gotta keep doing what I'm doing. And that's go to meetings, make myself available. Because when I'm driving in the car and I see dude on the corner with the sign, sometimes, you know, my self-righteous ass be like, nigga, get a job. But for real, a lot of times when I have it, I give them a dollar. And if I don't have a dollar, I'm giving them a piece of literature. I'm giving them a schedule. And even though they may not want it, they take it. See, the seed was planted way before. And just like I come in here and do what I got to do, but being, you know, that selfless service, it got to be coming from the heart. And our symbol rap was, you know, I used to get mad, right? Because once I start doing, you know, step work and reading the literature, right? And a person celebrate, God damn it, they reading it wrong on the damn medallion. God damn it, that don't come first. God, but that's it. But look, what I had to realize, I had to allow them to be where they at because they did not understand. They did not understand until I got a, look, we just don't get an understanding of the program. You got to come to it. And all our steps talked about retaining.
Yes.
So constantly, we coming to believe in this program. You know, you're just not going to get it overnight. You know, so I had to like lighten up, let the people read that medallion the way they want to read it. You know, and as a result of that, I just think, you know, I was all up in my head, what I must say, I don't know nothing, but all we got is our experience. And our experience is what gets us through. We don't know it at the time we in it. Right? Because I couldn't understand why I can help you and you and you and can't help my family. I couldn't understand that. You know, Carolyn, just stay in position. Just stay in position. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what recovery, what a model of recovery, but I know if I follow this simple way, that's what the step talks about. This simple way. Our medallion talks about the simplicity. The simplicity and all reach to a point of freedom. And when you're free, you're wholly free. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Whew. So, what I do now is that I have to ask my kids, is there something you want me to do? Instead of telling them. Because see, we come in here and we practice the traditions, and that's how we get along with each other. And you got opinion, you got opinion, you got opinion. Well, hell, so do they do. They got one too. You know what I'm saying? But I always wanted to say, you better do this. And my doula told me, you stand up the one I got a problem. I don't have a problem. And I had to surrender to that. That was hard. That was hard for me to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like a light bulb that goes off, right? It's like, Carolyn, you got to, they just like the still suffering addict. You know what I'm saying? You got to show compassion. So now I talk to them instead of at them. And it's through this program that allows me to do that, or at least see it. At first, I couldn't even see it. It was like, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like practice. Oh, look, they say, you know, practice being humble. Yeah. you'll be humiliated. And that happened to me too, because I had to move back home after 18 years being on my own. I had to move back home in the house I grew up in, and it was other people living there, and half of them was using, right? You know, next month I'm moving. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't see that. I couldn't see that a year ago. Y'all said, Carolyn, when you go back there, leave them people alone. Don't touch nothing. Okay? Don't touch nothing. I was taking shit down, hanging up my African art. My sister was like, what happened to the picture of Jesus? I said, well, I took it down and it's behind the couch. Okay, so I got away with that one. So we had this, I'm going to share this and I'm going to shut it down. We had this little box. It was a wooden tray that sits on the table. All the kids called their name in it, all the grandkids and everything. And one day I come in there and I'm cleaning up and I threw it away. Right? I threw it away. And my sister said, what happened to that tray on there? I'm thinking the disease messing with me, right? I said, why? Who wants to know? Well, I'm just asking because Brother Stephen made that for Mama over 30 years ago. And you could have bought me for a nickel, but I'm going to tell you how the disease of addiction had me. I was saying, oh, she just fucking with me. I get on the phone. I call Brother Stephen. He said, no, I just wanted to know what happened to it. It been on the table all them years. All the kids called something. And I felt so bad that nothing I could say to bring back that moment when they seen that on there. And y'all told me, leave them people alone and leave that shit alone. So what I had to do, I had to come back and apologize. And that took a lot. So now I don't touch nothing, Kenneth. I don't do nothing. This shit could be falling from the ceiling. I don't know. But it's only through this program. It's only through this fellowship. It's two parts of Narcotics Anonymous. It's the fellowship, what makes up all of us. And then there's the program, which is the literature. You know what I'm saying? Do yourself a break. Know yourself. If you want to get clean and stay clean and that's all you want, guess what? You can get that too. But you got to uncover to discover. And that's just where I'm at. And with that, I keep coming back.